Thanks to the church anniversary committee and apostle whom I will be tagging. When you got somebody that you can tag, thank God for the tag. Amen. Thanks to my family and church family. And thank you to Michael, my favorite son. He's my favorite son, and he knows that. And he knows he's going to preach one day. He's already preaching, but I let God be God. I just laid it out there for him through his lifetime. Let God be God. Yes, I made them come to church. Judge me if you want to. Yes, I made them come to church. Y'all, if y'all didn't do it, I'm sorry. I made my children come to church. The sister made them go to school. I made them come to church. Amen. Amen. I'm letting God be God. Amen. Amen. I take this assignment seriously. I really don't like to come before people because I don't want to mess up somebody's life. I don't want to be responsible for saying and doing something that God didn't really want me to say.
Amen.
Or
Amen.
To do. I don't Amen. Want that. So a lot of times I try to have behind my husband. I say, apostle, and let him do it because that's his calling. I don't want to do that, and you shouldn't want to do that either. I don't want to be responsible for saying and doing the wrong thing. So today, prayerfully, what I say will be short, but it is very important in my opinion. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness, and your tender mercy. Thank you, Father, for using me. May I say everything that you want me to say. Shut my mouth if I should say something that you don't want said. You knew who would be here today. You knew what the message would be. And may we receive it all. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Our theme today is celebrating 74 years as ambassadors for Christ, called, commissioned, and committed to communicate God's truth. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says we are ambassadors for Christ. We are representatives or messengers for Christ. We speak for him. We must know what he is saying and know we are not on our own. So we got to know what he's saying. If we attend Bible study and church school, we will be better equipped for the task. You can't really tell somebody something that you don't know about Christ. If we're ambassadors, we're carrying his word, his message. We're not on our own. We're not taking our own stuff. Stopping by the church, giving them love, joy, peace, giving them the word. If you don't have it, you can't give it. This message is not just for, I'm saying it, but it's like they used to say in the old church, from the pulpit to the door. It's for all of us. I'm guilty of a lot of stuff that was on this paper, and I knew a lot of it was for me as well, because that's how the word is. When the word comes forth, an apostle comes, or whoever the minister that stands before you, the word is for the people that are assembled right here today. If you don't attend Bible study, if you don't attend church school, if you don't study the word, baby, you don't have anything to share with anybody else. A lot of us are broken in places and doing things that we really aren't equipped to do. So you got to come and get the word so that you can use it, be an ambassador for real. Amen. 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 Y'all praying with me? Because y'all know I don't do this often. But I want to be on target. I want to be where God wants me to be. I want to say what he wants me to say. Amen. keep seeing Shay. And I'm going to stay right there. So I'm praying for you. Because you always come up in my spirit. So I'm going to pray. I'm praying for you. Just want you to know that. In case I didn't see you afterwards, I'm praying for the both of you. Amen. Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. I'm going to read that. Or Apostle, you guys, can you want to read it for me? You would you read it for me? Or you want me to read it? Thank you.
No, ma'am, you.
I told you I'm going to be short, but I want to be effective.
Okay.
Amen.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, Ephesians chapter 6.
Starting
at verse number 10. I'm reading from the King James translation version of God's word. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yes.
Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Amen. Amen. Paul says, I have the work. Basically, I'm speaking the good news. I am doing that now here in prison, he says. He's in prison, but he's still doing his work. He's still bound, still in chains. He's in a place where he can't get around, but he's still doing his work. And he says, pray that when I preach the good news, I will speak without fear as I should. And a lot of us walk in fear. We don't want to really talk to people. We're, you know, ashamed, or we just live in fear. We're shy. We don't like to say stuff. But we say a lot of other stuff that we really shouldn't be saying. But we do. And sometimes we'll meet a stranger and we'll tell them our life story. Because we know we won't see them again. But there's still an opportunity to really say something about the Lord, or to give them even your testimony, or to be a witness, because we are ambassadors for Christ. And so you can say something about the Lord. You can give them your testimony. If you don't know what to say, you can still, God, if you open your mouth, he'll give you what to say, because you're working for him. We are really not on our own. We say that all the time, but we really are not. If you open your mouth, Brother David, he'll tell us what to say. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He'll help you if you just do it. I'm guilty of it as well. I don't always say it. People, and I say this all the time, people always say something to me. It's always my opportunity. Wherever I go, somebody's going to say something, either about how I look, or the weather, what's the price on this, this will be a good meal, anything. So we always have opportunities.
Yes.
And so instead of talking about some of the other stuff that we talk about, this is your opportunity. Then after you finish saying that, if you still want to talk about that other stuff, maybe you can too, or you can start off with that, however you do. We are ambassadors for Christ.
Yes.
If we don't do it, who's going to do it? Sister B? Who's going to do it? We come in the church Sunday after Sunday. Some of us come only when we have things to do. I mean, this is not a conviction. I'm just saying this is truth. Some of us only come when we serve. Some of us come when there's special occasions. Some of us come for whatever reasons, whenever we come, or whatever we're doing, whatever. But we've got to build ourselves up in the faith. We've got to do it. Or you're going to run into some stuff, Auntie Sister Deborah. You're going to run into some stuff that you're going to need some help. And we're doing all this stuff, and then we're out here making decisions and doing things. We need help making bad decisions with money. And then we come to the church. I ain't talking about nobody in particular. Then we come to the church and you need, you know, help. And then we give you instructions on what to do, ask you how you want to, you know, do you need help handling a budget? Where Barbara Jones? Need help. If you need help with your budget, you know, we can help you with your budget. But sometimes people don't want that. They just want the handout. Let us help you with your budget. If you don't know how to handle your money, we got to keep bailing you out. It's not just this church, too. We're talking about some of us in here, too. But it's happening at a lot of churches. If you don't know how to handle money, just ask for help. Receive the help.
Amen.
Receive the help.
Amen.
Then you can give a true tithe. Give a true tithe. And I'm just saying this because this is what we do. I don't know what y'all do, but in our household, I'll say my husband and I, we tithe on the gross before taxes. Now, I don't know what y'all do. I don't know what y'all been taught, but this is what I've been taught, that you tithe off the top. Now, whatever y'all do with y'all money, I'm just saying, Deacon Larry, I'm just saying, you know, you reap what you sow. So you sow the money. The money is for the church. The money is not, we're not doing, lights are on. We're doing stuff. We're doing ministry. If you need help, we'll help you. If you need help, you can get help. But you need to, if you don't know, it's nothing wrong with saying, I need some help. Can you show me how to do this? Or if you overextend it, sometimes people don't know that they're operating outside or more than, they don't know that. They just know that they don't have all the money that they need. But if you come to the church for help, we'll be glad to show you how to work your budget, show you how to handle your money, show you how to work the word in faith. We'll show you these things. This is what the church is for. This is why we're here. So you can help somebody else. We can't help anybody if we are broken, and a lot of us are broken. We need deliverance. It's okay to come to the church. Come. Don't be ashamed. You'll be surprised at the things that a lot of us are going through.
Yes.
And we don't want the people at church to know about it. But you tell somebody else. A lot of things get to the pastor and the people call and tell them. Sometimes we find out not from you all, but from others. Because they're going to call the pastor if they know you're affiliated with this ministry. They're going to call him some kind of way. They're going to get that message to him. What's going on? So you might as well go and call and get help from the church. We're not going to criticize you. We're not going to judge you. Bishop, we're going to pray. We don't judge, we pray. You say that and I love that. We don't judge, we pray. All of us going through something. All of us got issues.
Yeah.
All of us a work in progress.
Yeah.
Some of y'all been dealing with stuff you've been dealing with a long time and never told anybody. Because you're embarrassed. But you can still come to the altar and pray. Come to the ministry. Sit under the word. When you're at home, cut off the TV. Those Hallmark movies sometimes. I watch them too. I love them because they have a happy ending. So turn off the TV. Look at something else. Open a book. Open a word. So we can get strong in him. We must be equipped and have on the armor of God as we go. No matter what our situation, we still have a responsibility to carry the good news of yes. Christ and the kingdom.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is not a social club.
Amen.
This is not a club. Amen. We're not doing that. We are the kingdom of God mm-hmm. and the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Miss Esther, isn't that right? Amen. We're the kingdom of God. We're the people of God.
Yes, yes.
We're better than some of the things that we do. You should tell yourself some of that stuff you mean. I'm better than this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He says he's with us always.
Yes.
Always. Always. Wherever we go. He's always with you. Always. You always got a way of escape. Always. So you don't have to live in fear, despair. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to live in bondage.
Amen.
You don't have to live in chains. Yeah. That's why we have Jesus. He bore all of that for
Hallelujah.
Us.
Hallelujah.
So some stuff we go through, we forget because we're trying to do it on our own.
Yeah.
We're trying to, okay, I'm gonna go to church once I get myself together. Oh, I'm gonna go once I do this. I don't want nobody to see me. But you let the people in the world see you. Let the people at work see you. You let all them see you. Well, if you come and let us see you, then at least we can offer some help.
Amen.
Some help for the people of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
2 Timothy 2:1-3, Apostle. I'm not going to be long. That's what apostles always say. I'm really not going to be as long as he is. Because he's the apostle. I'm just with him. Amen.
2 Timothy 2:1-3. 1-3.
Uh-huh.
Again, I'm reading from the King James translation, or King James Version.
Amen.
Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Is that it?
Did you say 1-3?
3. Is that 3?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was going to say you cute too, but that's all right. I'm still in the word.
You ain't
though.
Never lied.
I'm still.
You ain't never lied. Now get back to the word.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Be strong in the unmerited favor that we have in Christ Jesus. We have heard the teachings of Christ from apostles and other teachers of this ministry. You should teach or say the same things. Then they will teach or say the same things to others. We should be saying the same things because the word is the word. If we're saying the same things, then you going to say the same things to the other people. And then they going to get in. Then they going to start saying, Deacon Larry told me this. Or Sister Deborah told me this. Dr. Cooper said this. Chanel said this. Minister Tucker said this. Bishop said this.
Uh-huh.
So it's the same thing. Same word. Same. Strong. That's how you build up the kingdom. We've got to say the same thing. You can't say the same thing if you not coming to Bible study. Church school guilty. I mean, I come, you know, I got to get out the house in the morning and get on to the church. Put my clothes out at night. Fast in the morning if I have to. Get that coffee, keep it moving. I mean, we do. Sunday morning, saints, is not the time to have your family breakfast. Sunday morning is not that. If you want to have a brunch afterward, fine. But Sunday morning is the time that we need to be at church. This is where you get your strength. This is where you need to be. I'm guilty of it too. I don't always make it here. I don't always make it to Bible study. I have an excuse. It's something. I got to get myself together. I got to fix a pause or something to eat. Even though I can kill my peanut butter jelly sandwich, it'd be good. I mean, food is food. Some have better meals, but when we didn't have stuff in the house. Sister Jean, I mean, sometimes we can give them, I mean, anything. They hungry. I mean, we make all of that. I mean, come on. That's another thing, too. People, a lot of people say they don't have food in the house. But some of our better meals have come from when we didn't have a whole lot of stuff in the house. Some grits and butter, toast, tea, oatmeal, all that kind of stuff. Some grits and gravy. I mean, all that kind of stuff. Jelly, toast, and some tea. We full. Your bread swell up in you. You be good. I mean, so if you're hungry, just go in there and see what's in there. What you got? Wasn't it the mother that had the two sons? And she went to the prophet. The prophet said, well, what you got in there? She made a loaf and gave it to the prophet. And she had all this stuff. I mean, what you got? What you got? What you working with? So don't say what you have. Go in there and see what you got in there. Amen. And you'll be surprised at the meal. You'll be happy. Oh, this is delicious. Tastes real good. Am I the only one that does that? Okay, I don't think so. We are called by Jesus to represent God's kingdom as ambassadors. We are commissioned, or you might as well say given authority by Jesus to the ministry of reconciling or making right the world to God. We are committed or obligated or devoted to speak the truth. What is the truth?
The word of God.
The word. If you don't know the word, you can't speak the word. But we have to speak the truth, the word of God, boldly in all circumstances, every situation. If you don't know the word, you can't give it. I can't get no plainer than that. If you don't know it, and this is the big word these days, fake. I mean, we can't fake it no more. You can fake it for a little minute, but after a while, that fake is gone. Fake is just that fake. After a while, it just ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. And you should be tired of that. Tired.
Amen.
Tired. If you're not tired, I'm tired. I'm tired. I got some of this stuff. But anyway, lastly, as ambassadors for Christ, don't be at ease in the church. Look around. How many seats are empty? We got a whole lot more today because it's church anniversary, but I mean, it is what it is. How many seats are empty? But even these are probably too many to be empty.
Yes.
When was the last time you shared the message of Christ and the kingdom or even given a testimony? I mean, we church people. I mean, that's what we do. We church. But we do that other stuff. We do a whole lot of stuff. If we would just turn, repent, and get right with God. I mean, just change your thinking on a lot of things. We will be delivered and set free. I mean, and just, it would be just so much better for us and the people who are waiting for us to get in our rightful place. Are we fearful? We ask the question, are we fearful? We probably are, so to some extent. Are we too busy doing church? Doing church. or church activities, then you, are we worried, stressed? Is it our family problems? Are you concerned about what the church will think about you and your family and all your issues, all our issues? Because we all got them. We all got family. We all be trying to hide that family member. We don't want to, don't bring them to the church. But they go act up. But what in the world? We bring them to the church, they gonna act a fool. What? Bring them right on. We know what, just get them here. You just get them here. We got some people that know what to do with them. Crazy folks. They acting a fool. Just bring them up in here. I never seen so much about, let me excuse me. I never heard tell of. I never heard people talk. So many mental. They have mental issue.
Yes.
What in the world? Bring them to the church. You don't want nobody to know that they done this, they done that. Well, a whole lot of y'all done some stuff too that y'all don't want nobody to know y'all even been there. A lot of us been through stuff. We saved, sanctified, sitting up in here and never said a word to nobody. But you got a ministry and a testimony to help somebody else.
Yeah.
We all been through something we don't want nobody to know about, but somebody know it. It's better than church people than the people in the world. You know what she did? She called herself a Christian. She married to the pastor. What? What? Oh, she saved now. What? God, how'd she get that? How'd she do that? Oh, she living like that now. What? Oh, my God. I saw her. No. You know how they do. You know. We all know it. It's nothing new. What is the theme or things that are keeping us from being true ambassadors for Christ and the kingdom? Jackie, you ain't got to say it. But what's keeping you from being true to that? Not just you, everybody. I just call her name because she... What's keeping you from doing that? Y'all know what y'all ought to be doing. Some of us know we living in situations and doing stuff at work, at home, we shouldn't be doing, but we do it anyway. Amen. God see you. Amen. He see everywhere, know everything, know you're going to do it before you do it, know you're going to say it before you say it. He know you mean. He know you nasty. I mean, he knows all that stuff. He know your heart. He know everything about you. The brother upstairs, I see. Yeah, you. He knows you. He knows what you did last night.
All right.
I mean, I'm just saying. I ain't gonna go all the way. I'm just saying. And you, Yeah, he knows. That's to everybody. He knows. He knows everything that we do. And you do too. Some things we forget. Today, be set free. The Bible says, as they went, they were healed.
Yeah.
As we go making disciples, being about our Father's business, be delivered. Repent. Let's be effective ambassadors for Christ.
Yes.
When the altar prayer is given today, come to the altar and recommit to the work. Even if you feel you don't need to, because you know a lot of times the altar call comes and we just sit right there. Resubmit yourself. Reconnect. Recommit. Change today. Don't go back to doing your same old thing we've been doing. Come to church whenever we come to church. I mean, doing what we do. You got to open the book. You don't know it. If you don't know it, we got to learn it. We got to know what to say, what to do. We got to say the right. We can't do it if we don't come. A lot of us are guilty. Some things we've been doing in the church, we've been doing over and over and over and over again. Okay, well, sometimes we got to put that to the side and open the book. This is not just for y'all. This is for me, too. They hit me on my head and slapped me up there and brought me back. Uh-huh. For me, too. You got to open the book. You got to open the book, Mother Good. Love you. So the word is the word. Do you believe it? Mm-hmm. Do you believe God is able to do?
Yes, yes, yes.
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask or think. Or do you just think, you know, this is where people do on Sunday. This is what they do. Or this is whenever. So we can just do whenever we do come. I haven't seen any change. We haven't seen no miracles. I haven't seen nothing. I haven't seen. Because we haven't positioned that. Some of us don't even believe.
Oh, my.
In the supernatural. Well, God is God. That's supernatural right there. What you want? I mean, if you see me and I can, even the fact that I'm standing is supernatural. I mean, we want to see stuff we can put, but God is supernatural. Mm. He can do it. He can do a miracle.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if we believe that to the fullest, that he is a miracle working God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Don't keep saying, I got cancer, I got this, I got that, I'm going to die, my boo. Stop saying that.
Yes, Lord.
You shall have what you say.
My God.
I can't see. My leg hurt. This hurt. My back hurt. I can't. All of this stuff that we say, we shall have. Mm. Even if you're feeling that way, don't say it. Say what the word says. Then you will forget you had that. Just say what the word says.
Amen.
If we do this, we won't be burdened with the cares of the world. We got to change our thinking. Stop worrying about everybody else. What they doing and what they having over there at their house and what's going on here. What, find out what's going on in this assembly, this house. If you're connected to this ministry, find out what's going on in this house. Don't let Sunday morning be the only time that we see you. If you can't make it to Bible study, come to church school. If you can't make it to church school, come to Bible study. If you can't do either one, you got to let the boss know. Tell them it's for religious reasons. If you have issues with that, some people have just got to church, the pastor to call the job and say, well, so-and-so need to be here this time. I mean, you don't know unless you ask. They doing everything else. I mean, they're making ways. I mean, now they flexible at work. You know, you got all kinds of religions and stuff and people saying they can't do this because they got to go to church and they got to. Okay. Well, sometimes we got to make it to the house. That's where you're going to get your strength from. You need the strength and you can't get it unless you get in the book.
Amen.
Unless you study the word.
Amen.
Unless you receive the word.
Amen.
Unless you speak the word. If you got too much going on, you need to look at your calendar and you need to erase some stuff. Because some stuff we just doing because we've always done it. And it's wearing us out, wearing us down. And we're weakening the faith because we spend time doing that and not this. This is not just for you, it's for me too, from the pulpit to the door. I don't know what you're guilty of, I know what I'm guilty of. Some things God revealed, some things people told me. But at some point, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. Either you believe the word or you don't.
Amen.
Either you receive God or you don't. If the Bible says it's true, it's true.
It's true.
If you don't believe it's speaking in tongues, I mean, it's okay. But the word, if the Bible says, whatever the word says is true, whether we believe it or not. And you can keep coming in here, still rolling, don't see nothing, no change in your life, don't see none of that. Don't blame nobody but yourself. If you can't receive, you've got to receive the word of God.
Yes,
we've got to let God be God.
Yes.
You want a miracle? Receive a miracle.
Receive a miracle today.
You may come in here, if you got to drag, you know, you better drag that leg, drag. If you don't feel good, still make it in here. So if you get in here, call somebody to come and get you. You call people for everything else. If you need help, ask for help.
Amen.
We're equipped. We have leadership equipped to help you in whatever situation that you need. If you need help, ask for help. Again, when the altar prayer comes, when the altar prayer is done, recommit today. I strongly encourage you to do it. Now, don't say you coming down the street. Holy Spirit said, well, turn right here and go down here because of the train. You know, on the way to church to preach the same word of the world, I did not turn. And when I got down there, there was the train.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying that to say, when the word comes, when we do the altar prayer, come, recommit yourself, change your thinking.
Yeah.
Be delivered and set free of the bondages that are holding you down, holding you captive, keeping you back from doing what God would have you to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're people of God. Act like people of God. We all done stuff, all doing stuff. But today, harden not your heart.
Amen.
Don't harden your heart. Because he's speaking to each and every one of you.
Yes.
And me. Whatever he tells you to do, do it.
Do it.
I like that. Uh-huh. See? Uh-huh. He said, okay. Uh-huh. I got that. I grabbed that one. I grabbed that one in the spirit. Okay. So, Apostle, can I tag you now? All right, come on.
Amen.
I'm going to tag Apostle. And
then tag me.
Let him wrap up.
All right, amen. Thank you. Let's thank God for that word today. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. What a word. What a word. Amen. Now, before y'all get... Amen. What a word. Don't get nervous. She's already preached the word this morning, so I'm not going to preach the word. What I would say is thank you so much for that word, because it's a real word. You know, it's a real word. I mean, you know, some of us preachers, we know how to preach. You know, some of us been to seminary, y'all, excuse me. And we, you know, we have all these degrees, and some of them have preaching class. You know, you got to stand up in front of everybody else. You got to preach. You got to take the text, and you got to exegete the text and eisegete the text, and you got to do all this stuff to the text. But sometimes we just need a real word. Because if we're going to make it in this life with all of the things that we're confronted with, and as prophetess said, all of us stuff that we've been going through, we need something that's going to help us so that we can change and we can receive what we need. That word, if we will take it to heart, that word will help us, because it makes us look at our lives and be real and honest with ourselves, and then make the decisions. Am I going to change? Am I going to heed this word, or am I just going to keep on going like I've been going down the same road? Not that we're all that bad. I mean, it's not that we're just bad people. So now, please don't take that away. It's just, it's some stuff that we just got to fix. You know, we're getting older now. We're maturing. And when you grow up and you mature, you start making different decisions and choices in your life, because you realize that my decisions and choices not only affect me, but they affect my family and they affect others that are under my authority and under my charge. So I thank you for that word this morning, because it really reminds us that we are on assignment. We have been commissioned by God to carry his good news. And as I've shared with this assembly many times, because of the things we're going through, we can get derailed. And we can get sidetracked from what our assignment and purpose is, just dealing with what we're going through. Our family issues, our health, our finances, our job situation, you know, just all kinds of things that get us weighed down and get us off track and distracted. So that word for me helps, or should help, to refocus us, to get our bearings and our moorings back in place, so that we can then look at what is it I'm called to do, what's standing in the way between me and my assignment as an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ, carrying his good news, one that has been called, one that has been commissioned. What is it that's stopping me from being committed, or as committed as I should? And when we deal personally, intimately with those things, if we wrestle with them at night and we submit them to God, then he'll begin to work out of us those things that are hindering us and keep working mightily in and through us. You know, the Bible talks about Jacob wrestling, you know, with a man, wrestling with an angel, wrestling with God. And as we've understood that text to mean, it's not that Jacob's wrestling so much with God to force God to bless him. It's really God wrestling with Jacob to try to get Jacob to receive what it is that God has called him and purposed him to be. So sometimes we just need to get alone and let God, let the Holy Spirit work on us. You might have to wrestle. You might have to cry. You might have to toss and turn. You know, we might have to deal with that stuff until we get to the place where we surrender to the will of God in our lives and make that decision. Yes, God, I want everything you want for me. And I'm open to you working mightily in me and through me. So let him deal with our issues, all those things that prophetess talked about, so that we can be faithful ambassadors to our call. I promise you, the more we do that, the better off we will feel, the more peace we will have. And it's nothing better than really knowing our purpose, why I'm here, and then by the grace of God, living to fulfill that purpose. I'll just leave you with this one scripture. I'm not even going to explain it. I'm going to leave it for us to meditate in. It's Romans chapter 8, starting at verse number 26. I'll read it for you, then we'll be finished. We'll give the invitation, and then we'll have the prayer. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Don't always know how to pray. But the Spirit itself, or himself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know, or we should, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. We have been called. We have been justified. God is glorifying his people. And as we walk in our purpose as his ambassadors, more of that glory will manifest in us as we reveal more of who Jesus is and more of his saving love and his power to deliver and heal. Let's thank God for the message. Let's thank God for the messenger. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.